Welcome to another episode of Island Turtle Talk, presented by Balmy Spirit. I am Island Turtle, and hello, welcome. You can already tell, it's been a bit since we've done a podcast episode, and a couple things I do want to mention before we get into this, whether you're listening or whether you're watching. I do these episodes as it feels right. I don't do them on a set schedule. I don't do them for that reason. I do it because I enjoy it, and it feels good when it is the right moment to do so. So if you're wondering why there is such a gap, that's why. Okay, so that's out of the way. But you can already tell by the title, there's going to be some sensitive subject matter in here. So I just want to, I guess, put that into your awareness before you just continue with the episode, that if you already know that you have some wounds or triggers or sensitivities or very charged emotions, is what almost what I want to say, around the word occult, New Age spirituality, organized religion, Catholicism, Christianity, demon, these kinds of words, these very, very strong words for some people, to just practice your own discernment and free will right now, to kind of check in with yourself, like, is this something that's going to benefit me to listen to right now? And if you can tell it's not, then I encourage you to click off. I'm not here to upset anybody. I'm not here to aggravate anybody. I'm here to just share and support where I can. So just to put that out there. And if you feel like, you know, you've been struggling with any of these terms, any of these themes, any of these things within your life, and maybe you are looking for that support, this could be a really nice episode to listen to. Okay, so just putting that out there. And the last thing, of course, to preface this episode with, I am in full support of anybody who is practicing and exercising their divine right and sovereignty to embrace whatever faith, belief system they ascribe to that brings them joy, that brings them a sense of safety and security in a healthy way where nobody is getting hurt. Okay. I'm in full support of that. This is not a video about that. This is not a video about what's right and what's wrong. And I also want to make that very clear as well. Okay. The reason I want to speak on this subject matter, and we are going to talk about the full moon Leo today. It is Valentine's Day, day of love, or just Hallmark holiday, whatever, however you look at that. To each their own. I'm going to talk about the full moon Leo energies that we are still kind of somewhat experiencing. I'm going to talk about the experiences that the variety of experiences that people can have when dealing with quote unquote occult, New Age, etc. If you're listening, I'm doing air quotes here because I think these words mean very different things to very different people, and so I don't think they are universal terms of understanding when we're talking about these things. But those are the words that have been used a lot in reference to this topic. So that's why I'm using the word occult, New Age, spirituality, paganism. Those are the words will be used a lot today. Okay. The various experiences we can have when dealing with these themes, these topics, these beliefs, and specifically people who have really jarring experiences, and they feel the need to shift, which everyone has the right to shift. But people who also offer testimony to encourage people to leave the occult and paganism and New Age spirituality in and of itself. Okay. We will be getting into that. And I also want to talk about the persecution wound. For some people, you may know it as the witch wound. There's all these different terms for it, but basically how we all have this wound in some way or another, most of us do, regardless of how you identify in terms of your own spirituality or faith. Okay. So that being said, let's go ahead and get into it. So like I said, today is Valentine's Day. The full moon in Leo was a couple days ago on the 12th of February. And this full moon, I was seeing very different experiences of it in the collective. Some people were really feeling this like radiant cloud nine, full of passion, full of life, full of juicy juice, right? To kind of be super creative or just have a lot of fun. And that's like amazing. That's amazing and beautiful. I was also seeing in the collective and even within myself, something that the term beautifying the ugly was coming out a lot, where we've had this heightened awareness of what we identify as quote unquote ugly about ourselves or society, or what society deems as ugly about ourselves. And some of you have already been through this many times, and everything is kind of a cycle. So these are never ending cycles too, that we go through. Doesn't mean they're bad. It just is, right? But the aspects of self, the narratives and stories we have about ourselves that are venomous, and very toxic and take up that space where we can be in that radiance, we can be in that joy, we can be in that play and really seeing the beauty of these aspects of ourselves. Okay. And if there's a struggle to do that, to bring some beauty and love to that piece of self, to that narrative, to that thought form, to harmonize that, right? This is all in the name of authenticity. This is all in the name of expression. This is all in the name of being able to be one of 8 billion unique human beings walking this earth at this present time in a way where we love it and we own it and it's okay, even in the face of adversity, even in the face of other people's judgments and criticisms, to say, no, this is me and I like this and this feels good to be me and I'm going to have fun being me and I'm going to express myself from this authentic sense of self, solid sense of self, and a very solid compass. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I know some people are struggling with that more than others. You may have been feeling mood swingy. You may have been feeling a lot of tension within your body. You may have been feeling restless, maybe even kind of angry, maybe even really confused. And the square, the T-square that was going on, if you don't know what a T-square is, don't worry about it. When we have a full moon, the sun is opposing the moon. So we had the sun in Aquarius opposing the moon in Leo, making the full moon Leo. The sun and the moon were both square Uranus and Taurus, and embracing Uranus, this is that T-square, embracing Uranus in Taurus, I think, has been a good alleviator for anybody experiencing this tension. So all that means, if you're like, really don't know anything about astrology, you're like, that is not my world. I don't know what you're talking about. All that means is embracing change around Taurus, which is value. Taurus rules the house of value. We often associate Taurus with pleasure. And that's part of this too. Absolutely. That's part of this too. But we also associate Taurus with money because we value money. At least here in the States, right? Let's just keep it real. But being open to changing or adapting your values, which is also your belief system, right? Your relationship to your value, your relationship to self-esteem, your relationship to pleasure, and this allowance of play and this allowance of joy. And for some people, that also coincides with creativity, right? And of course, expression. So being open to that, even your relationship to money for some people, especially if there's been a focus on wanting to adjust your image or adjust your aesthetics, your wardrobe, your hair style, et cetera, adorning the body, not adorning the body. Some of you may have been going through that as well. The face prominently because of that Taurus energy. These are just themes that have been coming up with this full moon. But why does this relate to everything else that I want to talk about today? Well, authenticity, right? And expression. So I started getting a lot more videos on my feed of people who are offering their testimonies who have previously been involved in, again, air quotes here, occult, paganism, new age, spirituality in and of itself, and have had very bad experiences and have offered their testimony as a way to encourage people to leave these things behind and to find God, to embrace other religions, which, again, I have full respect for everybody's experience. And this is why I want to talk about this today, because this is not, again, this is not a video to say this is right or this is wrong. These videos, these testimonies before used to really upset me, and I'll just be very frank about it, but they don't upset me anymore. At least they don't make me angry anymore. They just make me really sad now. Oh, even just like, even just saying that, I was like, oh, they make me really sad because I feel for anybody who's had bad experiences with these things. And from what I can tell, it's, excuse me, a little coughing session for a second. From what I can tell, these bad experiences are born from a couple things. For some, it's being involved with really bad people, which there are bad people everywhere involved in everything. And no matter how you are encountering bad people, manipulative people, people who want to control you, people who want to use you or actually harm you, whether it is physically, psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, verbally, whatever. I feel for you because that's never okay, right? And that does absolutely happen in these communities. It absolutely does. but it's also not everyone, right? But to see these people with their testimonies, I feel for them, because if you're in that kind of situation, it can be very scary. And even if these experiences are happening, not because of these bad people, but because you start experiencing really scary things, or maybe you're not even sure what you're experiencing. Maybe you're starting to see beings. Maybe things are starting to feel kind of strange in yourself or around yourself. And that's the other thing too. There are a lot of people who come to these things, quote unquote, the occult, paganism, new age spirituality, you trying to understand divination tools, trying to like turn on certain gifts or abilities. Y'all know how I feel about that. If you don't know how I feel about that, I am not about that, at least like that latter portion. But people come to these practices sometimes because they do feel lost, because they do feel kind of aimless, because they're seeking for some sort of truth, some sort of compass, some sort of light. And that's not a judgment. I think we all at different times in our life have been challenged with that feeling of, where am I going? Who am I? What is happening? And I do believe that faith, spirituality, beliefs, those are our compasses, right? That helps us to maintain our sense of self, maintain our beliefs, maintain our compass, our sense of direction in life, and our discernment because of that. It is important. It does have a place in everyone's life. And depending on who you are, where you're from, you may not have been raised with that. Or maybe you were raised with one that was also bathed in distortion and actually wasn't helpful for you, right? And so when we embrace a new belief, or we're exploring new beliefs, whether it is organized religion or more of a free-flowing spirituality concept, right? We are somewhat susceptible because we are recalibrating our compasses, right? And so if you are getting involved in the, again, air quotes here, occult, paganism, new age spirituality, I guess this is also to say that this is why discernment is so important, because not all beliefs are for everyone, right? Not all beliefs are for everyone. There was one testimony I was watching, and she was talking about how she thought she was speaking to her guides. She said, but they looked scary and they sounded scary. Like they looked demonic and they sounded demonic. And again, no judgment here, but this is also why these kinds of practices are not for everybody. Because if you lack the tools, the understanding of what you're working with, what you're connecting to, what you even believe in, again, you can be susceptible to very scary experiences or very harmful experiences. And also on that same note, right, it's like there are a lot of people in this community that are trying to like turn gifts on. And I don't believe in that. I don't ascribe to that. I don't support that, because things like that happen in their own way, in their own natural timing. And some people come into this world already with that, and some people don't. And that is not for everybody, right? It is not for everybody to see beyond the veil. It is not for everybody to be tuning into energies and trying to speak to spirits and what have you. It is not for everyone, right? And so it's okay if that's not for you. That is absolutely okay. But this is where it also brings up some of that persecution wound, or the witch wound for some people, right? Who have probably come into this world already on. And people who come into this world already on, already open, they have never had a choice. They've had to navigate it. They've had to figure it out. But they came in this world this way for a reason, right? Almost like they were designed to handle that. And again, I don't believe that is for everybody. And so if you've had really bad experiences in the, again, occult, paganism, new age spirituality, my heart goes out to you, because there are a lot of scary and bad things that do happen, but it's not all scary and it's not all bad either. And if you start to really feel like it's not for you, then it's not for you, and that's okay. But I also think we should be able to leave room for people where that is their truth, and that is their compass, and that is who they are. And to recognize that a demon be a demon, wherever that demon may be, whatever guise that demon may take, in whatever religion or spirituality or faith or beliefs, that demon be walking and talking and acting, right? But coming back to the persecution wound, for those who are unfamiliar, the persecution wound, again, also known as the witch's wound, it is this deep wounding, whether created in this life or through other lives. I think for most people, it's definitely through lifetimes here. And this goes well beyond that as well. And we'll get into that, of being yourself, practicing your faith, your beliefs, especially again, if you are more in that way of resonating with witch's wound, right? And being harmed for it, being silenced for it, being harmed for it, being banished for it, abandoned for it, rejected for it, killed for it even, right? You may have had lives where this has been a thing. Maybe this has happened in this present incarnation. And when I say this is a wound that is not just for spiritual people, there are plenty of people on this planet who have been persecuted for things that have nothing to do about spirituality. Women are a large group of that, for that. Minorities, people of color, the disabled, people who have received harm or silencing for expressing their truth, for exercising boundaries, and for radiating in who they are because it makes someone uncomfortable or someone perceives it as a threat in some way, shape, or form. And so this is also something that has been coming up recently with this woman energy, but also just collectively in terms of the throat chakra and the sacral, okay? So again, some of you may be just purely creative and about pleasure and sexuality. Some of you, it has been way more in the realm of actually using your voice for your sense of safety, or even being able to be relaxed in being authentic in sharing yourself with your voice, with other people, sharing your truth with other people. So to close, we all have been working through or are working through this persecution wound, whether you're spiritual or not. And again, if you have had any really awful experiences with the occult, paganism, new age, spirituality, again, my heart goes out to you, but also for those who've had really bad experiences in any sort of organized religion or any group that you have been associated with for your beliefs, with your beliefs, your sense of faith, and it has gone bad or there have been bad people involved, my heart goes out to you across the board. And I think at the end of the day, I think we can all agree that we all have an innate sense of the same values at the end of the day, where love and kindness and joy are at the forefront of that, right? That we all want these things. We all want to also feel safe. And we all would like to treat each other that way and hope that we receive that from others in kind and in turn. But if you are someone who's been struggling with a persecution wound and maybe you have been on the fence of like, is this right for me? Is this safe? Am I going down a dark path? Only you can answer that, right? Only you can answer that. And that's where your compass and your discernment comes into play. And to not be afraid of all of who you are for fear of persecution, right? I had actually spoken about this on Patreon a couple days ago and someone left a comment. And I apologize, I don't remember your username. I apologize. It eludes me at this present moment. And they had brought up the point of people who gravitate towards organized religion out of New Age, out of the occult because of these bad experiences, that in a way it is actually, they're doing that because of persecution or a form of that. That's not exactly what they said. I'm very, very much paraphrasing. Very much paraphrasing. And I could see that too. But again, I don't believe that's everyone's experience. Again, 8 billion different unique experiences on this planet. So however you are facing your version of feeling persecuted, fear of persecution, whether it is through your voice, your creativity, your expression of self, even just how you look, okay? Again, image is a huge thing here. Whether you're spiritual or not, whether it's about that or not, I send you lots of love and lots of compassion. And I hope that you have some grace for yourself and can recognize where you can start to feel more empowered and recognizing that you don't have anything to be afraid of. Well, I shouldn't say that, but but in recognizing that you can take that power back for yourself and feel really good about who you are, all of what you are, and also all of what you believe. Again, also if it's not hurting anybody. Just my little belief insert there. But I'm going to hop off, and I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode, and I hope you guys feel supported, and I will see you guys later. And again, happy Valentine's Day, or Singles Awareness Day, or Anti-Valentine's Day, or just happy Friday. This may actually post after Friday, depending on things, if you're watching this on YouTube. But either way, I send you guys all the best, and I'll see you guys later. Take care.